Poetry on the Radio. Today, Carmel Summers.
Pantoum to a Ladybird Beetle. This red-cloaked bug with seven spots, a prox, Cochinella die to those who know her well, steals her name from stars called Freya's hens and lays her eggs to feast on aphid throngs. Cochinella die to those who know her well, full filmy wings rest under glossy shells. She lays her eggs to feast on aphid throngs, her struggle to survive a daily chore. Full filmy wings rest under glossy shells. Your house is on fire, your children are gone. Her struggle to survive a daily chore, where lurk her seven sorrows, seven joys. Your house is on fire, your children are gone. Christianity displaces old Norse gods, where lurk her seven sorrows, seven joys. Except Anne, who hid under the warming pan. Christianity displaces old Norse gods. She steals her name from stars called Freya's hens. Except Anne, who hid under the warming pan. This red-cloaked bug with seven spots, a prox. This poem is a pantoum which relies on the repetition of lines in successive verses. And it's about a ladybird beetle. It's also related to the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters constellation. The Pleiades in Norse mythology were called Freya's hens, Freyrhona, and after Christianity took hold, they were renamed Mary's hens, Marihon, the name also given to ladybird beetles because of their seven spots and seven outer wings, as Mary was often represented wearing a red cloak. The seven joys and seven sorrows of Mary were also represented by the seven stars on her cloak. In addition, the nursery rhyme Ladybird, Ladybird dates back to the 16th century with Germanic origins and is thought to relate to religious persecutions at the time. Pantoum to a Ladybird Beetle. This red-cloaked bug with seven spots, a prox, Cochinella die to those who know her well, steals her name from stars called Freya's hens and lays her eggs to feast on aphid throngs. Cochinella die to those who know her well, full filmy wings rest under glossy shells. She lays her eggs to feast on aphid throngs, her struggle to survive a daily chore. Full filmy wings rest under glossy shells. Your house is on fire, your children are gone. Her struggle to survive a daily chore. Where lurk her seven sorrows, seven joys. Your house is on fire, your children are gone. Christianity displaces old Norse gods. Where lurk her seven sorrows, seven joys. Except Anne, who hid under the warming pan. Christianity displaces old Norse gods. She steals her name from stars called Freya's hens. Except Anne, who hid under the warming pan, this red-cloaked bug with seven spots, a prox.
Today we heard Carmel Summers on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.